Let's move on to fire. Fire corresponds to energy, to the south. It's the sunlight. It's the basic energy that warms us and gives us life. So what I'd like you to do is go out now and, again, bring yourself into that nice grounded state of wide awareness and observe some of the energy exchanges going on around you. Great. Welcome back. I want to talk a little bit about the energy cycles of the earth. You know, we've talked a bit about how the sun heats the air, but I'd like you to also think about the way that energy cycles through food and waste and decay. You know, the sunlight comes down to the earth and it's taken in by the plants, and the plants use it to create their bodies and to create food. And that's sort of phase one of that cycle. And then the plants, some of them at least, are taken in and eaten by insects and birds and animals and humans and other creatures that take in that energy, transform it, and use it to build their bodies, and build their lives. And then some of those animals, birds and insects, are taken in and eaten by other animals and birds and insects and animals and people. And so there's another phase of that energy cycle. At the same time, all of these creatures that are taking in other bodies are processing them, digesting them, taking in the nutrients from them, and excreting back out the wastes and what is left over. Those wastes are taken in by yet other animals and creatures and insects and microscopic creatures of the earth, and processed and excreted back out again. And so this ongoing process becomes a way that energy is sort of passed up the chain of life and released back again to eventually fertilize that soil that is part of what those plants need to continue their work of taking in the sunlight and creating energy. So just think about what you observed in those energy exchanges. And I'd also like you to think a little bit about some of the ways that we use energy, what we do with our own wastes, so-called. There's a saying in permaculture, again, that waste is food, that everything that we throw away as waste is meant to be food for something else. We've done some work earlier, sensing energy, feeling the energy bodies, the subtle energies that exist around each person. What I'd like you to do now is a very practical energy exercise. So I'd like you to go around your house and really notice how many electrical appliances you use, how many lights are on, how many lights are left on when you're not using them. How many appliances are plugged in all the time and blinking and drawing what seems like a very small amount of electricity but adds up. I'd like you to go take an inventory in your bedroom and the room you sleep in of how many electrical fields are surrounding you at any given time. Do you have an alarm clock right by your bed that's electric, a clock radio? Do you plug your computer in and let it charge overnight? Do you plug your cell phone in? All those things can actually be affecting your own subtle energies. If you're having any sleep issues or energetic issues, you might want to consider at least cleaning your bedroom out from all of that. And then consider how much of that energy you use is really necessary, really contributes to your quality of life, to your joy of life. And how much is just wasted? And that wasted energy right now is very much contributing to the assault on the life support systems of the planet. So here's a little meditation you can do as you go around the house at night and turn off lights. You know, just to think about that energy in those electric lights. Think about that energy that keeps your VCR humming when you aren't using it. as a gift, again, of all the life forms on the planet. And that when you turn that off, when you don't waste it, you might think, I am consciously giving this back. I am consciously giving this back as a prayer for the continuance, for the survival, for the thriving of life. Fire and energy are also connected magically with a quality of will and intention. And we say that energy follows intention. And it's directed by images, directed by symbols. So what I'd like you to do now is to think for a moment about your intention. Do you have a sacred intention for your life? If you think about what is sacred to you in the sense of what you care about the most, what you feel the most passion about, passion is also connected with fire. And what is it you most want to preserve, protect, you love most deeply, you most don't want to see hurt or destroyed? And what is it you would actually take a stand for, risk yourself for? And if you think about that, then think about the ways that you are using your personal energy in life. Your work, your relationships, your pastimes, your activities. And ask yourself, am I putting my own energies toward the service of what is most sacred to me? Am I using my best energies to further my sacred intention? And if you continue to breathe, if you think about the times when your life has flowed in smooth and beautiful patterns, if you think about the times when you have had the resources that you need, you may find that things flow when you are in alignment with your sacred intention. If you think about the moments when you've been blocked or the things that haven't flowed easily, oftentimes that might be a sign that you're not in alignment with your sacred intention. Not always. I mean, there are those times when you have to get to your sacred intention, you really have to go through the muck, you know, and slog it out with the obstacles, where it almost feels like, you know, the goddess is sort of testing you to see if you're really serious. But oftentimes when you are in alignment with that intention, then you attract to you the things that you need to help further that service. So just take a breath, and if there are ways in which you are not aligned with your sacred intention, ask yourself, what needs to change? What does it take for me to make a change? Does it take courage? Does it take more resources? Does it take luck? Does it just take the will to do so? And as you breathe, you know, you can also breathe in and ask the universe to bring to you what you need to make that change, to further your sacred intention. And as you breathe out, make that a commitment. A commitment to serve with your best energies those things that are sacred to you.